Welcome back to Mortgage Matters with the Maya Group. The gang's all here for part four of our pre-approval and pre-qualification series. So for a lot of these loan programs, we utilize in order to complete our evaluation. So once we've kind of done all of the calculations and we have the qualifying income, right, in the file, the assets are accurate in the file, so we know exactly how much income and assets and everything else, then we utilize an automated underwriting engine or multiple underwriting engines. And Chris is going to share his expertise because I have to be honest, I haven't successfully gotten a loan through either one in months. I don't know what it is. So Chris, please, expert, tell us about automated underwriting systems or AUS.
Yeah, that's just system error. I there's something probably wrong with your computer on that one. That's why you can't get them through. But, I can work.
Really? You're not going to say user error? I was really anticipating you say user error.
I was waiting
error.
For it.
Thank you yep. so much. Thank you. And yes, I rebooted. Did you reboot your computer? Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay, so let's just start with that. Okay.
Absolutely. So AUS, Automated Underwriting Systems. Everyone knows the largest backers of mortgages are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You'll hear them mentioned a ton in the news. So essentially, they have come out with two systems that run all of your information through them to confirm if you meet or do not meet their guidelines. Now, that being said, this is not the end all be all. However, it will then return results of yes, we are going to approve, and yes, you meet all of our qualifications based on the information provided, but you need to document this, that, and the other. Conversely, it will come back and say, you are not approved, you do not meet the requirements, and it'll tell you why. Where that kind of comes into play is if for whatever reason that gets returned as unacceptable, it's a refer or a caution, then it gives us really the ability to look inside the file, understand what the guidelines don't like about the information input. And it could be user error, it could be a field that's missing, but it really kind of gives us a path to walk down to figure out, okay, if this certain scenario doesn't work, how do we make it work? Right. Essentially, it's allowing us to pre-underwrite your file before a true underwriter has laid eyes on it and laid eyes on the documents. And as long as the documents match the information input into the system, then we are going to be able to breeze through to closing without any issues.
And what are those two underwriting engines called?
It is LP and DU. LP stands for Loan Prospector, and DU stands for Desktop Underwriter. LP is the Freddie Mac engine, and DU is the Fannie Mae engine.
Perfect. So I'm going to tie this into two different things. I'm going to tie it into the technology piece we were talking about a few minutes ago with verifying income and assets. Then I'm going to tie it into Jumbo. So we just talked about the advantage of using the technology at the time of application to do third-party verifications on income and assets. What's really great is when we feed that loan to one of the automated underwriting systems or both of the automated underwriting systems, many times they will just accept that income. And that's, I've closed at least a handful of loans since we rolled it out. Without obtaining any income and asset documentation. Is that right, Chris, or is it more than a handful? It's a handful I know for me personally.
Yeah, it's been about 25 that we've closed.
Yeah, so that is really awesome because then that makes Candace's job a lot easier and the client's because we can just get these approvals. And if you're really lucky, you can get an appraisal waiver, which you're going to find that on a different episode as well.
Can I just add a fun story about this?
Yeah.
We actually had a client think that we were doing something very shady because we did not ask them for any documents during the process. They said, well, I never even gave you pay stubs. And I said, I know, that's okay. We don't need them. He said, what do you mean you don't need them? And I said, well, we got everything from the third party verification that you accepted. Well, how did you get my income? And I was like, well, it all spools through a report. And then our systems read it. So we don't need we don't need pay stubs. We don't need bank statements. We don't need your W-2s. We don't need any of it. They really thought that we were trying to pull a fast one.
I love that. So for the clients out there, you know, even on the asset verification, if you do that, you can't complete the income. The report that spooled shows the direct deposits into those accounts. And sometimes we can use that to verify income. So it's really amazing. That's so funny. I did not know that we had a client on the team that thought we were doing shady things. One thing that we're not doing anything of is shady.
That's right.
For sure, right?
Ain't got time for that.
Right. Ain't got no time for that. And then for jumbo loans, what's really great is traditionally the automated underwriting system and this documentation relief, if you will, has only been reserved for what we call conforming loan amounts. So that's basically the conforming loan amount is set by FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Administration. Did I get that right? Federal Housing Finance Administration?
That is okay. Correct.
Perfect. And is basically a nationwide loan level set that this is kind of the majority of the country's loans will fall below at or below this number. So that's really the conforming loan size. Once you get above that, then you're talking about traditionally it's jumbo. So if you, we'll get into different loan sizes on another episode, but if you think about it as conforming and jumbo, what's very cool is that jumbo loans have started to adopt the use of automated underwriting systems, which they have never done in the past. Like never. There's never been a time that you don't have to fully document a jumbo loan. Makes sense. These are higher loan sizes. You know, in our market in DC, you're talking about over 1.2 million. Basically, anything above that is a true jumbo loan. And that's the vast majority of the real estate around here. And so that is really cool. You know, our industry is evolving. And that is one of the big evolutions we're seeing is jumbo adopting AUS for documentation relief. Do you guys agree with that? Or is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
No, I agree. It's a huge pickup for sure.
All right, guys, so we've successfully talked about pre-approval versus pre-qualification. And what is it again in a short statement so that we can lead the audience with what is the difference between a pre-approval and pre-qualification?
So pre-qualification is going to be based on data input by the client that is unverified, and it will give you a letter stating that this is what it thinks you are approved for, or the lender may even say what they think you are approved for based on that information. A true pre-approval, we are going to gather the documents. We're going to pull your credit. We're going to do the full analysis. We're pulling the full curtain back so that you can move forward confidently that your loan will be approved subject to any property-related items that would be unforeseen by anybody.
Awesome. Could not have said that better myself. This concludes our four-part series. Hope everyone out there has a great day. And remember to get your pre-approvals from the Maya Group. Have a great day.
You can find us at www.themayagroup.com and on socials at The Maya Group. Bye.